Next up is Connie Lynn, BC Liberals candidate for Vancouver Mount Pleasant. She joined us for an interview on our February 17th episode.
I am a UBC neuroscientist. I'm finishing out my PhD here in probably a couple of months. And I was a former president for the Graduate Student Society, and I'm probably one of the longest serving AMS counselor. Okay. Yeah, I was told so. And I am an advocate on mental health. I've been doing that for a while in technology and education. And personally, I believe in collaboration and never say never until you try your darn hardest at something before you give up. I find that why I'm running, I'll give you a simple answer, is making a difference. But the longer answer is that, well, I believe scientists have a responsibility to use the skills and knowledge that we learn and to shape our current public policy. But personally, more of a personal story of what drives me to run is the stories like, for example, I met a student in an event and he come to me and say, "Connie, I did a startup because of you." I'm like, "What?" That's great, but how? So he told me that, oh, because of the speech you gave in orientation, he was in the orientation. He said that I said, well, education is not just about your courses and your research project, is about getting as diverse of experience you can so that can prepare you for a better job in the future. So I'll say, well, I'm standing here today in a chance center speaking to you. I wouldn't have been doing so if I didn't say yes to a person who asked me to join a policy committee. As a scientist, I'm like, what is policy? Right? So that incident of saying yes and willing to try new things got me here today. And this is a moment where my little speech can change another person's life that drives me forward in working for the community. So I'll start with, I have to work two or three jobs to stay afloat when I'm a student. I'm still a student now, right? So I totally understand the difficulties. And I also lobby for student rights for many years. That's what I did in student government. So I also understand the challenge of putting more money right away. But I believe that we should elect people into the government that are closer, are younger, and understand the current student issues so they can be our strong advocate in the government. So they will have the strong drive and advocate for those things when the opportunity arises. So I will be that person. And I hope that we will elect more younger candidates so we have a bigger voice in government.
Once again, that was BC Liberals candidate Connie Lynn.